Well, Coach, a tough loss today. Obviously, not the way you went into your season, but talking with Coach Witt just a few minutes ago, this is one of those teams that you hate to lose, or you – that's one of those games that just someone unfortunately had to lose. Both sides just played their guts out, and it was just a good game on both sides. And it was a game that both teams deserved to win.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a good game. It was back and forth, and that's what you want in these kind of games, you know. And they're a really, really good team, and we kind of had a plan going into what, you know, and I felt like we kind of executed the things that we tried to do game plan wise. We made some, probably three different times, really made some good pitches, and they swinging bunt, flared one out there, give them credit for that, you know, but we did the right thing and they just were able to capitalize, I guess. So, I don't know, I just thought my guys competed well, and told them after the game, I said, this is what you want. I said, you can get respect when you lose, because they didn't thump you. Yeah, they could have. They thumped a lot of people, so it came down to the very last, you know, the very last out, and that's what you want.
It's like you just said, that's always what you want to look for as a coach. You want to be able to know that you gave yourself a chance to win, and I felt like today you guys did just that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Cal didn't, but part of our, I mean, he walked a few, and they, you know, a couple of those guys scored on that, but he was trying to be a little fine, you know, and these guys can hit, and so our game plan was, we're not going to throw them down the middle, you know, and sometimes they swung at him, and sometimes they didn't, and you know, that's just part of it, but they're a good team. I mean, I hope they make it up there and represent our NTC, you know. I mean, we've had a good run here the last 4 years, so it's their turn, go do it.
This entire postseason felt like you guys were kind of looked at as the underdogs, but you were able still to just find a way in the regionals to come away with a win. You find a way last Wednesday to come away with a win, and just that's something as a coach you got to be proud of when nobody expects you to be in these games. You find a way to get yourselves in them.
Right. I mean, we were a 4 seed in our regional, you know, and which is fine. I mean, to me, seeds mean nothing at that point. But I just like the way our kids competed, and that's what you try to, you know, you talk about it all the time, you know, when it really matters, you guys are going to be ready, you know, that kind of thing. You know, it's not important until it's important. We're going to make it important today in practice, because eventually it's going to be really, really important. And that's just something that we talk about all the time, and I just felt like today they were mentally ready to play, and I was happy other than the final score.
This is something I talked about too with Coach Witt. It just seemed like, on your guys' side as well, it just seemed like every time you guys were found yourselves, you know, no longer tied up or lost the lead, nobody hung their heads. They were able, if they did, you were on them right away, and you kept reminding them, hey, this game's not over yet. And just time after time, they were able to bear down and be resilient. And with this being such a young group, I'm sure that's something that you love looking at going forward.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I made a big deal out of the last 2 or 3 days. I said, you know, you're supposed to win this game. They are. They're supposed to win. I said, all the pressure is on them, not us. I said, we're just going to go out and play the game today and have fun. And one kid made a comment about, you know, last summer we won more tournaments than we ever have. And he goes, well, it just seems like he's out there having fun. I go, well, that's what today is. You're not supposed to win. We're playing with house money. You know, pressure's all on them. And that's kind of how we went about it a little bit. I mean, you're focused, you know, those kinds of things. Uh-huh. But there's no need to feel the pressure. They're the ones that got to feel the pressure. And I think they kind of did that one in there. They maybe missed the ball or two or three there. So.
Yeah, you touched on it there. You guys were able to reach on 3 shared errors, but that was one of those things that unfortunately you couldn't get going through. And you and I talked about it in between innings that you felt like you had to send the runner at third base, and you had to force him to make a good play, and that's exactly what Caden Davis did in center field.
I mean, you just do in that situation. And that's a long throw for him. I wasn't going to shake his hand afterwards, but I'm sending him every single time on that, because if it's left or right, I mean, if it's not on target, that's a run scored. You know, you just give him credit for making a good throw, and if he didn't, we score. So I don't question that decision, me sending him at all.
And of course, too, with this being such a young group, I think you only lose 1 or 2 seniors, so you got most of this core coming back, so I'm sure that's something that you love looking forward to.
Absolutely. You know, that a pretty mature bunch, which is hard to say for teenagers, but a lot of them are, and they take it really, really serious. The majority of this junior class they show up every day at practice, and they're ready to go. There's not a whole bunch of clowning around, and, you know, and I'm freaking old, and they tell me that all the time, but they still listen to me. They still respect me, even though I'm white. But I couldn't be happier with this group. I mean, they're going to be a group of kids that I'll talk about for a long time, about how they go about things.